The 5-year-old buck was shot by a hunter on a 351-acre preserve in Elon near the Marathon County-Shawano County border. Rachel Klein of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says it's the first positive test on a Wisconsin game farm since October of 2008.
For the first time in 5 years, we have identified a white-tailed deer on a hunting preserve that has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The deer was actually killed on the hunting preserve, and samples were taken per the rules for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture.
Chronic wasting disease, or CWD, affects the brains of infected animals and is nearly always fatal in deer. Although the Department of Health advises against eating venison from infected deer, Klein says the disease cannot be spread to people.
It is not a disease of human beings, and there is no transmission to human beings.
In 2006, 82 deer on a central Wisconsin game farm in Portage County were destroyed after animals there tested positive. Klein says it's too soon to know if the deer on the Elon Preserve will also have to be killed.
Well, we don't really know yet. Part of our investigation is going to be looking at the animal's history and tracing its movements to determine whether or not other herds have been exposed to the CWD test positive deer. We are not sure what's going to happen.
The Elon Hunting Preserve and 3 nearby affiliated farms have been quarantined while the state conducts its investigation. 2 wild deer tested positive in Juneau and Portage counties early this year. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.